His name is Kim Hughes, and he joins us now on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Kim.
Yeah, good morning. Great to be with you and all of your listeners. I'm very excited about what's going to happen tonight. I was there at Lord's and at Edgbaston, and there was one bloke that certainly excited the cricketing world, not only just England, certainly Joffa Archer. It's going to be fascinating.
First of all, I want to get your take on our top order. Of course, you're based in WA, Cameron Bancroft's there, Justin Langer's from the West as well. Do you give him another chance at the top of the order with David Warner? And if you do, do you think he can make the most of that chance?
Well, I must admit, I was very surprised when Bancroft got in ahead of Harris. Marcus Harris had a very, very good year last year in Australia. And Bancroft, from afar, what I've seen of him, he looks as if he's really struggling. But I think the thing that will keep Bancroft in is that there's no Smith. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Harris certainly come into the side and maybe Bancroft go to three or four and take Smith's place, who's obviously unavailable through the concussion side of things.
Kim, what do you think they should do, not what they will do? If you were picking the team, if you had a blank canvas, what changes would you make?
Well, I'd certainly bring in Harris, most definitely. So he would come in and instead of Smith, but not play in that position. But I'd certainly make Harris open. He's a natural opener. He's got a tremendous future in front of him. And I'd put Bancroft down. And then when Smith was available, I'd leave Bancroft out.
And Labuschagne's just been confirmed as the replacement for Steve Smith. So he did a pretty good job batting at number four over there at Lord's. Do you release Mitchell Starc with the new ball? Is it time now to give him a game?
Well, if someone had said to me after the first two tests that Mitchell Starc hadn't played, you'd think, mate, I don't know what you're smoking, but it's not good for you. Look, Hazelwood has bowled fantastically well. Cummins has been exceptional. Up in Headingley, traditionally, the wicket there, depending on the overhead conditions, it can be difficult for batting. You know, the bounce can be a little bit variable. So, but what a nice situation to have to release Starc. The only thing is that he hasn't had too much red ball cricket lately. You know, and that's one of the challenges these days is, being able to get out in the middle. It's all very well to bowl in the nets, all that sort of thing. And from here on in, guys, the test match is almost straight after one another. I mean, we've only had 3 days off after the Lord's test match, and they're starting tonight, albeit that it's not as if they've been staying out there for a day and a half and that type of thing. So the bowlers, you think, would be pretty fresh and not too keen to give one or two of their mates an opportunity, because if they do, they may not get back in the side.
Kim, you made your test debut against England. Lots have been made about the crowd and how they've been reacting to Steve Smith and Dave Warner, especially after Smith was injured. Have you noticed the crowds get a bit nastier, or do we just maybe pay it more attention than back when you were playing?
Well, I think it's just, you always get a few fools, and certainly I know that in the members, one bloke got ejected, as he should have done. But I found that the crowd were very, very good. I mean, I was at Edgbaston, and the crowd there was absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
David Warner won him over, and they said jokingly to him, show us the sandpaper in your hand, and he showed his hands. And what about in your pockets? He pulled his pocket. That was brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. So it's not going to bother the players at all. You'll always get a small minority. But I thought the crowd accepted Steve Smith for his absolutely fantastic effort, not only getting to 80 and then coming back out after he got spelled. But no, you're always going to get a few idiots. You get them at the footy, you get them everywhere.
What was the worst crowd you ever played in front of?
The worst crowd? Oh, God, it's that long ago, mate. I've forgotten. You're not really, affected by the crowd. I can't really remember, honestly, that long ago. I'm now 65.
It's 10:35 here on RSN Central. We're talking to the former Test cricketer, the star Kim Hughes. And, Kim, this is from one of our listeners. Could you please ask Kim, have modern batsmen lost the art of playing the short ball, ducking or swaying out of the way of the short ball? Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, if I had my way, and I know you can't, I would teach kids to play without a helmet.
Yep.
Now, I know you can't because of physical care, because it gives them a false sense of security.
Yeah.
And all they do is they lunge on the front foot. The very, very good players can play off both feet. Well, I mean, you play back or play forward, but you need to be in a position where you can get back and across, give yourself an extra time. But the English, look, the standard of quality of batting or technique for both sides is very, very average. Because good bowlers don't bowl your half volleys, not in red ball cricket. They'll get it up around your nostrils. But you need to be in a position where you can get forward or back. And if you watch Steve Smith, he gets going very early, but at the point of delivery, his head is very, very still. But he can play back, he can play forward. Kane Williamson does the same. Joe Root does the same. Stuart Coley does the same. Maybe the Villiers, all the really good players. But today's batting technique is suited for white ball cricket, but good bowlers don't bowl your half volleys with a red ball.
Champion West Indian fast bowler Michael Holding has claimed that England abused Jofra Archer by making him bowl 44 overs in that Lord's Test. Do you agree with the great West Indian?
Well, who would be for me to disagree with one of the greatest of all time? But that Jofra, Archer, just seemed to have a tremendous amount of energy, and he just didn't seem to be affected by it at all. It's not as if he's running 30 metres and that type of thing. But no, I didn't take that on that. But his spell in that afternoon was one of the most exciting bits of cricket that I've seen for 30, 40 years. And then he and Stokes, they've got two match winners. And I wouldn't be surprised to see England win this third test without Smith.
Well, that was my next question. Who's going to win the third test? Who's going to win the series? And give us a player to follow that you think will have a big game in this third test.
Well, certainly Stokes and Archie wouldn't have to be an Einstein to work that out. And, look, I know he's had a bit of a shocker. He's almost doing a Moen Alley. But this stage, pro Davey Warner can't score a run and can't take a catch. But you just feel that if he could get through, he could really make them pay. But they have bowled broad, especially coming around the wicket to him. But it certainly is enthralling. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see David Warner have a good one because he's due, because he's been pretty average so far.
And this is the final question from one of our listeners, from Tom Kim. Have you ever been scared when you've been out in the middle and someone like a Jofra Archer's been bowling at 150 k's plus at your head?
Well, you've never been scared. There's that possibly thought that, should I rather be somewhere else today? But when you think about it, I mean, the West Indies had four of them.
Yep.
You know, and Garner was 6'8", Croft was 6'6", Michael Holding was 6'4". Andy Roberts, and then Malcolm Marshall came on. Well, that was a lot of good fun. So how have we ever competed against them? But, yeah, there is that physical presence. But, particularly coming from Western Australia, where on the bounce, we could all play off the back foot. But you spent most of your time there.
Yep.
And, I mean, I faced Dennis Lilly, and they've been club cricket and in the nets, and I was only 15. And you thought, God on earth, how on earth did I survive? But it's thrilling, it's exciting. The crowd loved it. And it was just absolutely riveting cricket. It was priceless.
Appreciate your time, Kim. Great insight. And can't wait for this third test to kick off tonight there over in Leeds in the UK between the Aussies and England.
Beautiful. Looking forward to it. Go the Aussies.